Well, game week again. Glad that we could be sitting here at 3-0, and you know, looking forward to this challenge. Being on the road for the last couple of weeks has been great. That we were able to see our fans on the road, both at Dallas and in Laramie. But really looking forward to being at home for this game. You know, we're opening up conference play against Kansas State. Really, really talented team, and excited about the matchup. Ranked team, and so well coached. Have a lot of respect for that program. I mean, you're looking at the connections between BYU has Lavelle Edwards and Kansas State has Bill Snyder, and so you look at the programs and the history behind both programs. I think it's a really cool story, and I have a lot of respect for Chris Klieman and what he does as a head coach. He's a good friend. I actually got to know him and his wife Rhonda on the Nike retreat with the coaches, and we got to connect. And it's, I've always known about him as a coach. You've seen what he's done, what he did at North Dakota State. Have tons of respect what he's doing as a head coach there and now at Kansas State. And man, just really, really admire his work, and then get to meet him in person. And he is a good person, a great person. And was able to spend some time with him and his wife and with other coaches, but really, really got to connect with him. And looking forward to seeing him because with our friendship, but this is going to be a game, you know, our team against theirs. But looking forward to the matchup. He has a really good coaching staff that he's hired. Guys like Matt Wells is on the staff, people that I knew from before. And so Wells, he's there. And then you have Mike Tuiasosopo is a D-line coach as well. So, and then they have a great coaching staff. They've done a great job with their team this year. And obviously, especially watching them, I think they played the Friday game last week, so everybody was able to watch them play. And very dangerous team. You know, you look at what they can do as a team overall. I think they play great defense, play great on offense, and they do a great job on special teams as well. So I talked about how well coached they are. They have really good talent too. And so it's going to be a true test for us. You know, they're one of the teams that are favored to win this conference and highly ranked. And so we're looking forward to the matchup. I'm excited about the opportunities that we have and to see and know more about ourselves and about our program and how much progress we've made. I felt like we've made some great progress throughout this season and especially from last year. And really looking forward to this game. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and it's going to be at home, and I think it's going to be – I mean, there's a lot of excitement going on and energy around the uniforms and all that stuff. I just want to get to the game. So I'm looking forward to this week prep, and take any questions you guys have for me.
Thanks, Coach. We'll start with a question from John Kuhn and then Mitch Harper.
Kalani, you look at the last 2 weeks offensively, third down and conversions. You guys have converted 4 of 24 on third down. Are there common threads that are kind of limiting the third down success that you've been able to identify just through watching film and kind of seeing what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I care about the points on the board. I know that we're leaving some points on the field, so let's get some more conversions, keep drives going, and get the ball in the end zone. So I'm not really concerned about the last 2 weeks as much as I want to see us perform better this week. And we know how to fix it. We'll get working on it. So hopefully we'd be better this weekend. But I've seen our offense be really look at the fourth down conversions, you know. So let's just treat third down like fourth down. I think we'll be fine.
Lonnie, what's going to be different about this team after a 3-0 start compared to last year, in your opinion?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, I feel good about the team. If you guys think they haven't made any progress from last year to now, then that's your opinion. But I think we'll show it. I think people can realize that we're a different team than last year's team, and we'll keep working on it. We are sitting at 3-0, and there's some really good things that we're doing. I think a lot of people want to focus on the negative. We'll get better. We know how to fix those things, and we'll make it work. But I like to praise the things that we've done already as a team.
Go ahead, Jay, and then Jared Lloyd.
Yeah, Mitch just took the question, so I'm just switching gears a little bit here. Kalani, we saw a few penalties kind of sneak in after the first two games. You were played really cleanly. is that a concern, or have you been able to pinpoint why those happened and how to fix them?
Yeah, we'll fix them. I mean, that we're a disciplined team. Those a lot of the penalties came at the end of the game, and so got to get better with our technique and just don't put yourself in a position where refs can make a call on it. And we talked about points being on the board. That caused us not to have for defense not to get points, keep points off the board, and for an offense not to put points on the board. So yeah, we're working on all those things.
Ronnie, the Big 12 has a reputation of playing lots of close games. We've already seen that, you know, at UCF, TCU, and some other opportunities there. In those games, the littlest thing can make a big difference, but at the same point, it can be dangerous to be thinking too much about that instead of just playing. How do you balance the two with your boys?
Yeah, I think the goals is just be consistent and just to this is where those games is where all the little things when you put them all together, you have to see where you're at, if you're on top of it or not, and if it's favorable in your position. I mean, I look at the like an example is we had an early turnover, you know, but after that we took care of the football. So it's also a matter of timing. So when you put all those factors in together, that's what's going to win you or lose you the game. So in order to do that, we got to be consistent and got to just keep playing brand new downs and got to have a short memory on a lot of things. So as we start doing that, fortunately we've had a close game. This is the one that we had against SMU last week. So when we put all our, you know, our situational football stuff together in fall camp and in practices, it's nice to see our guys get out there and execute plays and make them work. I mean, that's how we're going to fix things and get better in things like tackling or things like creating turnovers or things like third down conversion.
So Jay Catch and then Mitch Harper.
Well, you guys have used different schemes to try to slow down the opposing running quarterback play, spies and the like. What's your concern level with a guy like Avery Johnson this week?
Well, Avery is a dynamic runner. I think he's they have the ability to just call QB runs, and he can take a small little gap and turn it into a big time play. So, and then he's super athletic, so he can create on his feet even in the pass game. He can create more time for him in the pocket. And then he's always a threat to scramble and hurt you that way. So he's a complete player when it comes to quarterbacks. And you're looking at all the different type of threats. He's got a lot of different weapons and tough kid too, man. I think he's got a great command of the offense. And they've done a great job at setting him up to have success. But he can do whatever you need a quarterback to do. I've been really impressed with him on film.
Lonnie, you were able to give snaps to young players in non-conference. I'm curious, what's the readiness level do you feel of that freshman and sophomore class for Big 12 play to have the depth ready for the grind of the conference season?
They'll be ready. I think they have a role, and a lot of them will be called on to do some things. I mean, depending on the matchups and things like that. But I was pleased with how they've come along. Obviously, the drive in the Wyoming game I wasn't happy about when we gave up those points, and I think a lot of yardage. But it's what we needed. We needed those guys to get that valuable experience, and it was worth the sacrifice of yards and even some points in the game last week because I think it'll pay off in games like this coming this weekend. So this is going to be a fun atmosphere. It's going to be a fun game. Everybody wants to be a part of it, and so we feel we're deeper than we've ever been before, and we've had to test some of our depth in the running back position, and I think we'll be in a really good spot. Though that's we knew that this is a violent physical game, so I feel good about where we stand. I feel good about the talent, especially with the incoming freshmen. There's a lot of talent there.
Thanks. We'll have some more questions from Sean Walker and then Kevin Reynolds.
Yeah, Coach, we talked about this a little bit after the game on Saturday, but I'm wondering collectively, I know it's not a perfect sample size, but three games into this year under Jake Retzlaff versus four games that he started last year, what's been kind of the biggest difference that you're noticing about Jake on the field, his demeanor, mechanics, like whatever that is? What kind of the biggest difference that you're noticing about his game?
Well, he seems to be more comfortable, not just with just the scheme, but just playing on the field and being the starter. And I think that's he's starting to settle in a little bit. You can see sometimes where I think being a quarterback at BYU, you get a lot of attention, good and bad. So if it doesn't go well, then everyone gets mad at the quarterback. But then on the other side, if things go well, he gets a lot of credit too. So that's just part of being a quarterback here. And so, the efficiency on offense is on everyone. Everyone's got to do their part. Everyone has to do their 1/11 so that the quarterback can make the right reads and things like that. And so we need Jake to be at his best. But I like that his comfort level and that he's feeling a little bit more settled will be fine. I think we'll be in a really good spot with him there. He's doing a great job at everything that we're asking him as a coaching staff. But it's not perfect. But there's probably a few quarterbacks out there that are playing perfect football right now. But he's getting there. He's improving and he's understanding and he's learning. That's what I love about it. Last year, I think he was in a really difficult spot. We had a lot of reps that we spent on Keaton, getting all those reps and help build him. And then now we're in a position where he's the guy that's getting the bulk of the reps, and that means he's getting the bulk of the learning, which will be helpful for us.
Hey, Kalani, when you look back at the film, how did you kind of assess how Crew Wakely played last week? And do you have any update on how Mike is doing?
Yeah, I think Mike will be ready to go this week. He was, you know, we have a deep safety group, so Crew did great. I thought Raider came in and played really well. I mean, you're looking at all the safeties there, Tanner and Tommy and Folletow. Those guys are doing a great job. I know I'm leaving some out, but you know, I trust Jay in getting the safeties ready and Gavin, and so they'll be ready to go by the time we get to the game. Mike is doing great too, so we have a number of players that can help us out.
We'll wrap things up with some follow-ups by Jared, Jake, and then Mitch. Go ahead, Jared.
Kalani, you touched on this in the open, but a late Saturday night game against a ranked opponent of LaBelle Edwards Stadium. You've had a few of these before. How fun are these opportunities to see what the boys can do against a good opponent at home, you know, in front of what's likely to be a really good crowd?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to show off our fans, man. That's a big part of our program, a big part of the athletic department here, is that our fans have packed the house. I mean, you guys saw our game against Southern Illinois. It was a full house, and so there's already a lot of energy going on, you know, leading up to this game, just because our fans are awesome. But I think we knew that Kansas State had a really good team coming back, and we knew they're well coached and they're going to be ready for this game. And I've said it every week, we're going to get everyone's their best shot. I felt like Wyoming did some things that were difficult. We got their best shot, and did we give them ours? I think at times, was it consistent enough? For me, probably not, but I thought we played our best ball of the year last week, and I'm looking forward to playing our best ball of the year this weekend. So that as long as we keep progressing and getting better, I want to see us make a huge step in improvement from Wyoming to the Saturday against Kansas State. A tough task. It's a difficult team, but man, it's going to be a lot of fun, and I want our guys to enjoy it. It's going to be a great opportunities for us too.
Well, I want to just ask you for update running back wise. Where do you stand right now, considering that three guys apparently have been injured?
Yeah, we're still in. I mean, we're still evaluating. There's still a chance that this week that, you know, we could see those guys, but right now we feel good about the entire group, man. I was happy with what Miles did when he came in, and happy with Sionemoa, what he did, and happy with Pokai Haunga when he came in. So those guys did a great job, and we know we have Enoch Nawahine that's there too, and you know, so I feel good about the group overall. It was nice to get some of those true freshmen those opportunities. They did a great job.
Lonnie, how critical in a game like this against Kansas State will be the trench play, and how, you know, ready do you feel like our offensive and defensive lines in this matchup against the Wildcats?
Yeah, that's going to be a difficult task in every conference game. You guys saw it last year, you know. So we definitely knew that we need to get better than what we had last year, and this is going to be tough. I mean, that's Kansas State's got great – they have great personnel on both O-line and D-line. And so, we're looking forward to it. A very athletic O-line, very tough and stout D-line, and well-coached. These guys are really good, tough kids. And they show it on film. So what a great matchup. I'm looking forward to our guys getting out there and competing with them. We'll find out, man. That's the fun part about this game. We'll find out how good we are and how physical we can be against a great team like Kansas State.